Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. It's now time to talk about the girls' basketball with head coach Nate Bauman. And it's about the last year. What a great year they had, going 23-3, reaching the state championship game. Coach, just a great year overall. Let's start there. I mean, you talk about coming off what a successful year from a year ago. I mean, you lost quite a bit, though, from that team. So how have things gone so far with the young girls you've had thrown in there?
Yeah, you know, they've really gone really well. Our girls have been practicing extremely hard. Obviously, last year with the talented senior class we had, not a lot of the girls that are here got a lot of varsity time. But what they did get was the experience of practicing against one of the best teams in the state all year long. So they've had that kind of varsity experience from that point of view. And I think a lot of them are just ready for their turn now, ready to step up and take advantage of the opportunity they have now.
Yeah, and you look at what you lost from last year, especially scoring the basketball with the likes of Leah Rainier and Melinda Schumann. They really led you pretty much each and every night out there. So how do you try to replace the scoring that they brought to the table last year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you just can't replace those two. They're two of the best that have ever come through here. And so, you know, it's going to be by committee. It's going to have to be maybe a different girl every night. I think we've got 10 or 11 girls that are capable of playing at the varsity level. And the challenge for myself and the coaching staff is to figure out which of those are going to lead us to the most success on a given night. So, you know, it definitely also helps to have some senior leadership in Emily Krebs, who did start and play with that team. And she's just doing a great job of leading us where we're trying to get to. But yeah, it's definitely going to be by committee. I think we'll see some of the girls that are returning. Emily and Mary will step up their scoring, I think, from what they had to do last year. They didn't have to do as much of it with those two girls there. So we'll see them kind of leading the way. And then we'll have a lot of girls that can fill in those missing points, I hope.
So then what are your expectations here for this group this year? I mean, you had such a successful season a year ago. So just what are your expectations heading into this year?
Yeah, we try not to change those too much. You know, even last year, our goal was never to go to the state championship game last year. I mean, obviously, everybody wants that to happen. Everybody wants to win every game. But if you make that a goal and you trip up somewhere along the way, then then you feel like you didn't have a successful season. And we talked about in our senior meeting we had, and talked with the senior girls just about what makes a successful season. It doesn't have to be undefeated. Doesn't have to be winning league. Doesn't have to be winning state. We can have success in a lot of different ways, and if those things happen, then great. But that's not our goal on a daily basis. Just to get better, obviously playing defense and rebounding is always our focus. So we feel like if we can hold teams down and we can rebound the basketball, we can stay in every game and give ourselves a chance to win it at the end.
You know, you're going to be tested right off the bat here. You've got Marysville coming up on Friday to open up the season, then Wamego next Tuesday. So what do you look at here from your girls in these first couple of games? I mean, you know you're going to see some mistakes with some of those young girls and just the fact that it is the first couple of games of the year. So just what are your expectations and what do you want to see from the girls in these first two?
Yeah, you know, they'll make mistakes and I'll make mistakes. And what we try to preach and to each of us is just to turn the page. An official's call, a missed shot, a mistake we make shouldn't affect us on the next trip down the floor. So we're going to see some of that. We had our scrimmage last night. We saw a little bit of that early, just some nerves, and hopefully we got a few of those out of the way last night. But there'll still be some more of those on Friday and next Tuesday still, I'm sure. But just kind of working through those and encouraging each other through those. We're all going to make some of those mistakes. So we just got to continue to battle, continue to fight, just to give ourselves a chance to be in position to win, especially against those two teams, Coach Rainier and Coach McIntosh. Those are both really good teams, really well-coached teams. And so it's going to be a battle just to start the season.
Well, Coach, we certainly look forward to seeing what your girls can accomplish here this year and look forward to talking with you each and every week. But thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck this week.
All right. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabetha girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.